From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump said Wednesday that after consultation with his generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. He said our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. The RAND Corporation Research Group has estimated there are 4,000 transgender personnel in the U.S. military. Trump did not say what would happen to them. Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday, almost 6 weeks after he was critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field in Virginia. Scalise is the third highest-ranking Republican in the House. He was shot in the hip when a gunman attacked a group of Republican members of Congress who were taking part in a baseball practice on June 14th. Scalise is beginning what is being called intensive inpatient rehabilitation. The hospital says Scalise is in good spirits and is looking forward to his return to work once he completes rehabilitation. Leaders of the U.S. Central Bank say they're holding the key interest rate steady at a low level in a range between 1 and 1.25% for the time being. In a report Wednesday, the Fed officials said the world's largest economy is growing at a moderate pace. This is VOA News. The Trump administration on Wednesday announced new sanctions against 13 individuals connected to the Venezuelan government and state oil company. It's an effort designed to dissuade President Nicolas Maduro from implementing a new controversial constitutional assembly. Russia's deputy foreign minister says Moscow will likely retaliate against the United States for its imposition of new sanctions against Russia for interfering in last year's presidential election. On Tuesday, the U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation that also expands congressional limits on President Trump's abilities to ease those penalties. The bill also includes sanctions against Iran and North Korea. Science seems to finally be starting to win in the war against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. But experts gathered at a conference in Paris on the deadly disease say proposed cuts in global funding may delay the final blow. VOA's George Putich reports.
It took 3 decades from the appearance of the first drug for slowing the onset of AIDS to today's drug cocktails that save many of the infected patients from what was inevitable death. The conference on AIDS, held this week in Paris, reflected optimism about new treatments and concern about proposed cuts in funding, especially by the U.S. government. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo highlighted the lack of funds.
I want to remind you that $7 billion per year is still missing in the fight against AIDS in the world.
In spite of the latest advances, the virus that causes AIDS remains a formidable enemy. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.
A new bout of violence in the Central African Republic, where two Moroccan peacekeepers were killed Tuesday, risks derailing years of efforts to restore a fragile stability, the United Nations is warning. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday condemned the killing of the peacekeepers who were ambushed in a southeastern town on Tuesday, just 2 days after another soldier was killed in an attack on the same contingent. The death toll from flooding in India climbed to 119 on Wednesday as floodwaters began to recede. And Afghan security forces on Wednesday safely recovered two Pakistani diplomats weeks after they were abducted in eastern Afghanistan. The men were serving at Pakistan's consulate general in the Afghan city of Jalalabad and traveling back to their country on June 16th when they went missing. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA World Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.